19th century composer Felix Mendelssohn is known for some great music, but these works represent only a fraction of his musical output. On this week's News and Views, we look at how rediscovered compositions of Mendelssohn and his sister, Fanny Hensel, are prompting a second look at the genius of both musical siblings. Mendelssohn's Violin Concerto is among the most performed works in the genre. R. Larry Todd, professor of music at Duke University and author of Mendelssohn, A Life in Music, as well as Fanny Hensel, the other Mendelssohn, says, however, that much of Mendelssohn's music was ignored after his death.
The general wisdom was, well, he didn't rise to the level of a Beethoven or a Brahms or a Bach.
This sentiment evolved after an intense lifetime of acclaim. Mendelssohn was born in 1809.
You know, he lived to the ripe old age of 38, so 3 years longer than Mozart. So like Mozart, Mendelssohn was this prodigy whose life is sort of meteor-like, and packed into his life is just an amazing amount of music, not just compositions, but he was, of course, one of the great pianists of his age. He was arguably the leading organist of the entire century. And of course, he was one of the seminal conductors of the 19th century. He's one of the first conductors to conduct using a baton.
He composed symphonies, operas, concertos, chamber music, choral works, piano and organ music, and songs. Yet when he died in 1847, he had two strikes against him, says David Hayes, music director of the Philadelphia Singers.
Part of it was the growing anti-Semitism in the late 19th century. And while Mendelssohn's own direct family had converted, his grandfather, Moses Mendelssohn, was one of the most famous of the German Jewish leaders in the late 18th century.
Also, in the second half of the 19th century, musical tastes were changing. On the next News and Views, Mendelssohn's reverence for the music of Bach. You can hear this entire three-part series online at WRTI.org. I'm Susan Lewis, WRTI News. German composer Felix Mendelssohn is well known today for only a fraction of his total body of work. On this week's News and Views, we reconsider this mid-19th century master, whose music was regarded by some of his fellow composers, including Richard Wagner, as too old-fashioned. Mendelssohn did revere tradition in a way that some of his contemporaries did not, says David Hayes, music director of the Philadelphia Singers.
He was a huge fan of Bach's, and his performance of the St. Matthew Passion at its 100th anniversary in 1827 was kind of the spark that set off the great 19th century Bach revival. Most people thought Bach was a composer you studied. He was an intellectual composer. But Mendelssohn was the first to really turn around and say, hey, we should perform these works.
Tradition was part of his upbringing, says Duke University music professor R. Larry Todd. In fact, his whole family was immersed in the music of Bach.
His sister Fanny was playing the well-tempered clavier, at least the preludes from memory, when she was 14 years old. His mother, Leah, had grown up playing the well-tempered clavier. He had an aunt, Sarah Levy, who was one of the patronesses of Carl Philipp Emanuel Bach, one of Bach's sons. His father collected Bach manuscripts.
Today, among music by Felix getting fresh attention is his Magnificat, written when he was 13 years old.
It's everything you imagine a piece by a teenage composer to be. It's exuberant. It's, you know, he's absorbed all of his counterpoint, all of his theoretical lessons, and it's just as if he's having fun showing off what he can do compositionally.
On the next News and Views, rediscovering the music of Mendelssohn's sister, Fanny Hensel. You can hear this entire three-part series online at WRTI.org. I'm Susan Lewis, WRTI News. While Felix Mendelssohn composed many works not heard in recent years, his sister's musical compositions were kept private even during her lifetime. On this week's News and Views, we reconsider both of these prodigious musical siblings. Duke University music professor R. Larry Todd, the author of Mendelssohn, A Life in Music, and Fanny Hensel, the other Mendelssohn, says Fanny was a child prodigy like her brother.
And yet, for her creativity was channeled into concerts at the family house.
Fanny's songs and piano pieces were pretty much all she was known for. But after the Berlin Wall came down in 1989, manuscripts of both siblings, which had been held in family archives in East Germany, were made available to scholars. While researching his book on Felix, Todd became aware of a large body of work by Fanny, more than 460 compositions in a variety of forms.
The string quartet, overture, concert arias, large-scale piano cycle, the piano trio, and these cantatas. So she finally reached the point where she began to publish, and the first reviews came out, and then tragically she died. And after the 1848 revolution, her music was just forgotten. I mean, most of it had never really been known.
Hiob is her cantata set to the text of the Bible's Book of Job. Philadelphia Singers music director David Hayes says Hensel in some places recalls the style of Bach, in others the style of her brother, and in still others something uniquely her own.
I find her music in some ways is much more adventurous than her brother. And I don't know whether that's has to do with the fact that her compositional output had to be suppressed, because that certainly was not a socially acceptable thing for a woman in the 19th century to be doing. And therefore she felt freer to, in some ways, go in a more adventurous harmonic direction. Or whether it's a direct reflection of the text that she chose to set.
Today, works by both Mendelssohn siblings are getting fresh attention. You can hear this entire three-part series online at WRTI.org. I'm Susan Lewis, WRTI News.